Amazon wins a court battle over a huge cloud computing contract.
Some of this, a lot of people think, stems from the fact that Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos, is the owner of the Washington Post, and the Washington Post has at times been pretty tough on President Trump.
And Tesla stock is soaring. Now the company wants to raise $2 billion while the getting's good.
You should raise money on Wall Street when you can, not when you have to. So it does make sense from Tesla's corporate point of view to be issuing stock here and turning that into cold hard cash.
But is it a good deal for investors too? It's Thursday, February 13th. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal. And here's what's news. The Senate has passed a resolution to block President Trump from using military force against Iran without congressional authorization. Eight Republicans joined Democrats for the 55-45 vote to rein in the president's war powers, despite opposition from Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The House has indicated it will take up the resolution, which doesn't prevent the U.S. from responding in the event of an attack. But Thursday's vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to overcome a likely veto from the White House. China's Huawei Technologies and two of its U.S. subsidiaries have been charged with racketeering and conspiracy to steal trade secrets. Federal prosecutors added the charges to a criminal case that was originally filed against the company early last year. Prosecutors allege that Huawei and its subsidiaries stole intellectual property from six U.S. technology businesses related to robotics, cellular antenna technology, and internet router source code. Huawei has previously denied any wrongdoing. We report that the Trump administration is moving to repurpose $3.8 billion in military funds to build barriers along the Mexico border. The transfer takes Department of Defense funds that were slated for new aircraft, naval ships, and equipment for the National Guard and puts them toward the Department of Homeland Security instead. In a win for Amazon, a federal judge in Washington ordered the Pentagon to halt work on the massive Jedi cloud computing contract that it awarded to Microsoft. It's a preliminary injunction handed down by the court. And let's talk about this latest development with the Wall Street Journal's John McKinnon. John, going back a bit, what was the reason for Amazon's suit against this award to Microsoft for the Jedi contract?
Well, Amazon had gone into this competition for the Jedi contract as sort of the clear favorite. And then last year, all of a sudden, it turned out that the Pentagon was awarding the contract to Microsoft, and so that was a big surprise and a big disappointment to Amazon. And so they have gone to the Court of Federal Claims here in Washington, and they're trying to get this award to Microsoft overturned.
And Amazon has long contended that this award to Microsoft was politically motivated.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And, you know, the president has complained on several occasions about the way that this contract was handled, and he's also complained a lot about Amazon during his time in office. Some of this, a lot of people think, stems from the fact that Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos, is the owner of the Washington Post, and the Washington Post has at times been pretty tough on President Trump.
What about the Pentagon? Is it fighting this latest move?
Yes, the Pentagon has been fighting Amazon's case in court, and they put out a statement saying that they're, you know, very disappointed in this ruling today. So they are definitely opposed to Amazon on this.
How important is this contract? This is a huge cloud contract, isn't it?
Potentially, it is a really, really big contract. It's worth up to $10 billion if the contract goes for the entire 10 years that it could go. At the same time, though, you have to keep in mind that the Defense Department and a lot of the government in general have been sort of rethinking their approach to enterprise cloud computing. And there's a lot more interest in what you might think of as multi-source clouds. So the unusual thing about the Jedi contract was that it was a single-source contract. It basically said, we will go find one cloud vendor, and that will be our cloud vendor for the, you know, basically the entire Pentagon. And so that approach is starting to evolve around the government and even at the Pentagon. So it wouldn't be a surprise to see this contract run for fewer than 10 years anyway, and for, you know, other steps by the Pentagon to add other vendors along the way. But yes, on paper, this is an enormous contract.
I noticed from your story, John, that the court blocked the Pentagon from proceeding with the contract, quote, until further order of the court. I suppose we don't have any sort of time frame on this. After all, it's a preliminary injunction.
That's right. It's a preliminary injunction. And we really don't know, because like a lot of things in the Court of Federal Claims, which decides these contracting disputes, this order is under seal because so much of what they deal with in this court contains proprietary information or competitive information. Lots of the pleadings in this court are initially under seal. And so this order is unfortunately under seal. So we don't know a whole lot of detail about what has happened.
I suppose it's too early to speculate whether or not this would go to the Supreme Court.
I think it's a little early for that. And the Court of Federal Claims is not a rich source of cases for the U.S. Supreme Court. But who knows? I mean, this is an unusual case for sure.
Wall Street Journal reporter John McKinnon joining us from Washington. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Electric car maker Tesla has had a massive run this year. The company's stock has been rallying at the fastest pace in years, up 83% since the start of the year. Tesla reported record deliveries in the fourth quarter and has plans to deliver more cars in 2020. But Tesla needs cash for that. Today, it announced plans for a stock sale to raise $2 billion. Here with more on what that will mean for Tesla and the market is our Heard on the Street columnist, Charlie Grant. Charlie, was this announcement by Tesla a surprise?
It absolutely was, because about 2 weeks ago during fourth quarter earnings, Elon Musk told an analyst who asked directly about a capital raise that doing so didn't make sense because the company is self-funding. So this caught investors off guard this morning.
Why plan a stock sale now considering that?
Well, there's a small matter that the stock has nearly doubled so far this year, and you should raise money on Wall Street when you can, not when you have to. So it does make sense from Tesla's corporate point of view to be issuing stock here and turning that into cold hard cash.
Investors apparently like the move by Tesla. The company's stock rose after the announcement. Would it be a good bet for investors to buy into this offering right now?
Well, if you're just staring at the price chart and looking back a couple months and seeing it go from up and to the right, as they say, it's absolutely a good time to buy in. If you want to look a little more deeply and think about the actual business you're buying, that's when the significant red flags start to appear.
Well, expound on that. How good a shape is Tesla in financially as far as, you know, whether it's burning through cash or whether, you know, its revenues are up or down?
Well, there's a lot of excitement about their growth story, which is predicated on a major China expansion. Well, if you look at the headlines recently, there is a coronavirus outbreak that is basically ground economic activity to a halt in that country and eventually will threaten the supply chain of Western automakers if it doesn't come back online soon. Tesla is not immune from any of those pressures. Meanwhile, actual growth in the United States is negative. Total revenue was down 15% in 2019 from a year earlier.
What is its cash situation now? Does it have billions of dollars on hand?
Well, it ended the last year with about more than $6 billion on hand, which is obviously a good number and should provide some kind of buffer. But Tesla's business has been historically quite unpredictable quarter to quarter. We have seen quarters where they've burned as much as $1.5 billion in those 3 months. And it's possible with this coronavirus situation that the current period, Q1 2020, will look similar to one of those red ink stained balance sheets.
I'm kind of wondering myself, is this like a sugar high at this point, you know, this news, raising its stock
for a while? That's a great analogy. A toddler running around laughing, having the time of his life. Just watch out when the sugar wears off.
Also Thursday, Charlie, Tesla said it had received a subpoena from the Securities and Exchange Commission last December. What was that about, and could it feed doubts about this planned stock sale?
Well, I don't think Tesla will have any trouble selling the stock despite that disclosure, but the SEC is taking a look at Tesla's financing arrangements and other contracts that Tesla said in a securities filing this morning. And that should make people nervous, given that Elon Musk's latest financial forecast was for continued profitability in all quarters going forward.
So looking at the stock, I guess the stock initially fell once that disclosure was made and it rose afterwards.
That's right. That's right. That's the kind of market we have in 2020.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Thank you.
And that's What's News for Thursday afternoon. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.